thank you for everyone who kind of clicked on this podcast. I do have my buddy David on here. What's up, David? Do you want to say anything?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
But yeah, I had David on. I knew him in high school, middle school. I think I knew of you. I don't know if we were actually friends then, were we?
Towards the end of eighth grade, we talked more, but I would say high school is when we clicked.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I feel like I knew you a lot in high school. But damn, dude, how's life been since then? Like, once graduation occurred after that, like,
It's been quite the roller coaster, man.
Yeah, dude. A lot of people that I've been like just recently reminiscing with or talking to from like a while ago, like, it's just life, dude. Life's been, you know, happening. I feel like a majority of people are feeling this way, but it's normal. Because we kind of realizing getting out of high school, like, what were you thinking? Like, what were you thinking after graduation, dude? Because
I mean,
how were you feeling? Were you even like tripped? Like, were you even like hell yeah?
I was excited. You know, you don't gotta wake up at 6 in the morning and go to school. Sleeping in was definitely on the top of my priority list at the time.
I'm dead.
But my biggest concern was just like, what next? You know, where do you go from here?
Yeah. I think I had that thought like throughout that time, graduation. I think that's why when I graduated, I was like I didn't want to eat anything. Like, I wasn't like so much shocked, dude. I was like, fuck, is it? Because I never really thought of what I was gonna do like throughout like high school or after high school. So that was something I realized after kind of a majority of things I've been through in the past like 2 years. I just realized that. But that's what you were thinking? Like, you were already on the focus of what you wanted to do next, or you were worried?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest concern was, you know, college, you know, whether that was the road I was going to take or just going straight in the workforce, you know?
Yeah.
Tried college out.
Right now? No, right?
No, it's not my thing.
Yeah, I'm not in school either.
I was going, I think I stopped going April of last year. So I did college for like 2 years, but like I said, it wasn't.
I did for like a month. No, two, like, yeah, actually, two or three months, honestly.
Yeah, it's not the, I mean, not that college isn't good, but I mean, I just had a conversation with my girlfriend's dad a couple days ago, and he's saying, you know, that I just had a conversation with my girlfriend's dad saying that like 7 out of 10 don't really get to do what they want graduating college, so like the success rate isn't really that high.
Yeah, dude, I've had that, those 100% same thoughts. I know many people who have as well. Like, there's so many people who have those thoughts of not going to college, but there's still people who for sure say like going to college. Like my girl, like 100%, like she believes in that. But in my perspective, it's like I've never really enjoyed a 9-to-5 job. I've recently, like throughout this year, actually probably the beginning, like maybe around February, I was like really getting the feeling of comfortability. Like, I got to the point where I was comfortable with the amount I was making at work, because I work like 35-40 hours, and just working that, like, yeah, I was getting money, and it was obviously the same amount of income, because that's how 9-to-5 jobs work. And you know, you get the small bonuses or, you know, maybe a pay upgrade, but never an actual exponential growth in income. But like, as you keep working and shit, it's like 9-to-5 jobs, like, you get comfortable. And that's what happened to me. And then I got to a point where it was like, fuck, dude, like, I'm just doing this. And I kept feeling drained every day. So yeah, my point being with this, sorry, I'm kind of like, I'm a little bit baked. None of the listeners heard any of that. But yeah, like having that in my head, like, really changed my perspective on my career wise. So like with school, I had a perspective of like I want to go into like whatever I want to do. Like I want to be my own boss eventually.
Yeah.
And whatever I and whatever I want to do, but I don't want to, like, I don't need to get in it. I don't need to go to school to, like, to learn all this shit when I can do it, like, in the real world, like, for what I want to do. But I don't think school is bad. Like, I don't think school would be a bad thing. I think it just also depends on what you want to do. Like, if you need to take school for a specific goal you want to accomplish, like, in your life, or a specific career you want to go towards, then, yeah, I think... And if you have to take the steps of going to school for that, then yeah, go for it. But like, there's a lot of people who kind of just go because it's where like literally everyone's going. Literally, because they don't know what to do, or they're like, I don't know what to do, so I'll go to school for, you know, just to be safe or something.
Yeah.
And I think that shit kind of fucks people over, like, bad. Because then they get to that point of like, oh, I did all this. Yeah, I get a job where I am getting paid like $20-$24 an hour, but they're eventually get to that point of comfortability, or you can at least. Depends. I didn't know. I always thought you were gonna go to school for some reason. Is that weird?
Like, generally speaking, or me specifically?
Generally speaking.
Actually, yeah. I mean, like, your parents kind of, most parents, I like to say, kind of drill it in your brain that, you know, you're going to go to school after you graduate. That, or like even the older heads, like your grandparents, you know, you got to go to school to get the education, get that job. But I mean, I personally, like you said, depending on what you're going to do growing up or whatever the case may be, it in today's generation with technology advancing and stuff like that, I think school is becoming more obsolete. Depending on, like, to be a doctor, you have to go to school. I don't think there's any beating around the bush when it comes to getting a medical degree or anything like that. I think school is required. But when it comes to content creating or music and stuff like that, I think school is an option, but there's definitely more roads to take other than, you know, going to school for that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Fucking David. I feel like I've always had we've always had like similar interests. The day one. Fucking skating. You still skating now?
Last time I touched your board was a few months ago, actually. So, you may not know this or not, but I actually started going back to church, and I'm one of the leaders for our youth group at my church. And there was a kid, it was one of the students, was going through a pretty rough time. He, you know, tried committing suicide and ended up going in a psych ward and had to go to like a mental hospital. And he had just gotten out at the time, and still going through some rough times. Mental state wasn't the best, so I ended up, and he loves skating. We actually just recently got a couple half pipes and stuff like that for our Wednesday services, where kids, you know, want to come down and skate, they can skate before service starts during that free time. And he'd always
This kid went through a traumatizing situation with
It was, I don't really know the details on what happened. I just know that he did try committing suicide, had to go to a mental hospital, done a bunch of evals on his mental and all that. And, you know, when he came back, he was still kind of on edge a little bit, but I could always tell, like, every time he came to service, he would always come in on his board, always skate. So I ended up giving my skateboard to him.
Oh, for sure. Respect. Damn. That's crazy, bro. That's life for fucking... Yeah. This life will put you through the craziest shit, man.
Oh, I know. I can give you experiences firsthand, man.
Of course. Whenever, bro. I think I think for sure, I think like 2019, a little bit of this year's, well, actually, like even now in this year, like, it's just been a whole process of learning, dude. Like, there's different shit. And there's a quote, like, experience is the best teacher. And, dude, I believe, I have that shit to heart. Like, that experience really is the best teacher. Going through different scenarios, like, that shit shows you so much. And it changes your, the way you view different situations now. Damn, that's crazy, though. You know, my little brother's, like, friend, he ended up taking his own life on accident. He was trying to take a picture because his girl ended up breaking up with him, and took his own life. And he was only like, he was young, he was probably like 13.
Wow.
Yeah, 13, 12. Shit's real though.
Yeah, man. So
the one you had, that, what was it called?
What was it?
I don't know. I forgot what it was. It was, you always told me something, me and Lewis, that you had a condition or something.
Oh, hypoglycemia.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
You guys always used to say I was lactose.
Yeah. Wait, isn't that what it is?
Hypoglycemia is like the opposite of a diabetic, where basically, instead of your blood sugar always being high and and all that, it's basically like you have to eat every 40 to 45 minutes to maintain that blood sugar level to where, you know, you could function. If not, your body starts to shut down and you can pass out.
Damn.
I was never diagnosed with it, but I'm pretty sure I have it.
I feel like I have that sometimes, because at times I can get like where maybe I didn't like have enough like a sugar, like a Gatorade or something, and I feel like I get that feeling sometimes. That's why I asked. But damn, so you've been having it for a minute, or what? Do you still, is it still like a continuous thing? Is it just like a norm, like, is it a normal?
So I never went to the doctor to see if I have it, but I mean, just knowing my body and how it works, I know if I don't eat constantly, you know, I have a really fast metabolism, so I could I could eat, you know, and then 30 minutes later I'll be hungry again. And if I don't, you know, satisfy that hunger within a certain amount of time, I feel like my body's starting to shut down. I get really tired, I feel weak, feel very shaky. So
I feel like I get like that after skating.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, we went skating one time and we had to go to Wendy's because I was about to pass out.
Right. Damn, I never knew it was like that. I mean, I know you always told me, but I just never really, like, you know, at that time I was just like, you know, whatever. Fuck, dude. Imagine if you passed out at those times and we're all like joking and making fun of you.
Yeah, and I'd probably on the floor spazzing out.
Damn. That shit would have sucked, dude.
Yeah.
I've recently been skating, like, I'm trying to a lot more. I wasn't for a while, though. Like, I stopped for, like, months. I was like, damn, that's how it feels to not have skating in my life. Kind of sucked, actually. Kind of felt like I needed, like, a hobby, like something else. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Skating's fun, man. I haven't touched it in a while. You know, I barely...
Have you done anything else? Just like anything like hiking or something?
So one of my biggest hobbies and passions right now, which I want to eventually implement this into my career, is photography and video.
Oh, for sure. You've always been into that, right?
Yeah, I've always been into photography.
Right.
So, I mean, in high school, I thought I wanted to do video game design. So, I mean, I took video game design classes all 4 years of high school and then in college. But it didn't really fulfill that drive that I thought I wanted when it came to video game design. I thought that was what I wanted to do, but it ended up not being that at all. And I think there's a lot of there's a lot to say when it comes to photography and stuff like that, and videos, a lot you can do.
Videos as in like what? Like
like video editing and like just shooting B-rolls.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But does that correlate to like you know, like movie angles?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I like to see it as like your, the only limitation is your imagination, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to say subliminally, or even just not even through words, but there's a lot to say story-wise when it comes to photography. You know, photography can say 1,000 words in one picture. So
that's true. I can. Have you seen any crazy shit? Any like image that, or images you're just like, holy fuck, like, damn? Because I've seen some really good photography. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, when it comes to what kind of stories it tells, I mean, there's all kinds of genres. You know, there's photos that are more on the like melancholic side that show tragic stories, or you know, it evokes a mood or an emotion that, right, you know, can correlate with something that you experienced. So, or there's just simply like shots of wildlife that, you know, it's up to you on what that picture means to you and what you want to, how you want to interpret it. But
it's art, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I feel like there's so many different things as well that have that, like, or that can give off that perspective, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of different outlets when it comes to art. I mean, you got music that can tell stories, and right, you got photos, videos, you got writing, you got books, drawing. There's all kinds of stuff that can speak to you that you know, you can put your mind on, that you know other people can relate to or associate with.
Had Andres on the podcast recently. Me and him went like talking for like hours. He was just telling me about his experiences like throughout life, how it's been changing. He's been actually doing DoorDash right now. He's doing DoorDash. He ended up quitting his job because he's like really wanting. He doesn't really. He's really big on 9-to-5 jobs and just how they are. Dude, I have that like same perspective, but I have to use this 9-to-5 job to be able to pay for whatever it is that I have. So. Point being is that I had him on. He was telling me about all this shit, and I was like, "Damn!" Like, you know, he was going through a situation that I kind of went through. Like right now, he was going through a situation that I went through. Like, and I was telling him how it's weird how we're all kind of going through dark situations, dark times in our lives, just at different moments. We could have probably been through a similar situations in different parts of our lives. And that could like a like my buddy Joe was telling me, I was telling him, actually explaining this to him as well, and he was saying how it's pretty much how we're all pretty much on a path, and we all go through just different angles of it, but it's all the same path. And I was like, wow, like, I mean, that hearing that was like, damn, like I for sure, like having that thought in my head just changed the perspective of a lot of things I believe in now. But like, what do you think? Like, what do you think in the idea of just that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, life takes us on different roads, and we could be going through similar situations. Something that I just recently got out of, I'm sure you know, I was doing a bunch of drugs. I don't know if you knew that.
There you go.
I you know, I didn't do anything during high school when it came to doing drugs or anything like that. I didn't get into that until after I graduated. You know, my biological dad, I used to go over to his house, and eventually he got me into smoking, and then it went from there, and then it moved over to shrooms, and then it moved over to LSD, and then to lean, and then to ecstasy.
So, damn.
Yeah, all of that was within a little over a year's time span. And you know, and within that year, I've done so much like stuff that is damaging physically to the body and to your mental health as well. So, you know, the last thing I ever did was ecstasy, and that's super damaging on your mental health and your physical health as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, they say if you want to take ecstasy frequently, or if you want to be like a person that does it often, you shouldn't do it within a month apart from each other. You know, that's the max, or that's the minimum you should do.
Yeah.
Is a month apart, you know, or else it's really going to start taking a toll on your mental health and your body. And you know, I took it in my own hands, and that, you know, I'll do it as I please. And the last couple of times that I did it, it was within a week's time span. It was a week apart from each other, and that really affected me in a negative way. It brought me to a very dark place that I mean, if anybody that knows what it's like, it's called a come down. So basically, when you're not on that high, you know, when you come off of it, it really damages your mental health. And it took me to this place. I experienced nothing but anxiety and depression. And I'm not one to, you know, suffer from depression or anxiety, but I gotta experience what that was like, and it's not a fun place. So one of my old friends from elementary school that I've known since first grade, we've been friends for 15 years, and he, you know, he never took it as far as I did when it came to doing drugs, but we did smoke together from time to time, and we went to parties. And he ended up going back to church, you know, got cleaned up, and then he would try to help me any way he could during my time. And, you know, when I experienced this dark place, he ended up trying to get me back to church. And then I would go every now and then, time to time, didn't really take it seriously until I had my last experience with ecstasy. And I had enough. And going back to church, I saw that, you know, God brought me out of that lifestyle, and he really saved me. You know, my friend was just like that mouthpiece for God to help me get out of that lifestyle. So, you know, for anybody that's listening, I'm Christian. So speaking about God, he brought me out of that and showed me what, you know, what I should be doing. And I basically said, you know, I broke down in my car crying. Because that stuff took a toll on me. And yeah, it sucks, dude. It's dark, man. So, you know, God pulled me out of that. You know, it was His grace and His will that, you know, He had for me. That, you know, He's basically telling me, like, you know, you're not done. This is not what I have planned for you. So let me show you what I have planned for you. So on the way home, I broke down in my car crying and started playing some worship music. And, you know, I basically had a one-on-one conversation with God, just started praying, saying, you know, I'm done living the way that I wanted to. It's time for you to, you know, take control. You take the wheel and you show me what you want. Show me the road that you have and what path you have for me. And I basically just, you know, I surrendered to God and basically put all that stuff aside and gave all my issues and my stresses to Him. And from now on, you know, I'm living the way He wants me to. So I'm going back to church. I'm involved with church. You know, I'm a youth leader. And, you know, through God, I actually found my passion for photography. He's made it very evident to me that this is what I want to be doing. photography is my passion, and video and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a sacrifice that you have to make, but it's a not necessarily a sacrifice, but it's a surrendering action, basically saying that you're not in control anymore. You know, it's I'm talking about us as individuals. You know, we're not in control. And God showed me love. He showed me love. He brought me out of that, you know. And from that point on, I've been going to church. What I like to do is, you know, this is my testimony, so I like to share this with other people to let others know that, you know, God saves. You know, He's not this angry God who just has a set of rules and that's just what you have to follow. It's, you know, he's a loving God. He wants the best for us, and He will give us, you know, he'll meet you where you're at, whatever you're going through in life, and He'll use that to glorify Him, and He'll use that to show who He is. You know, in my case, I was low-key a drug. You know, I started doing drugs, and I progressed to heavier and heavier drugs in a short amount of time, and he took me out of it. So now I basically extend that love to other people, and I try to show people what Jesus was like, and, you know, we have to share love to everybody. And that's not just a sound, you know, like, oh, positive vibes, keep the peace, this and that. It's, you know, demonstrating what Christ was like to other people, and, you know, letting people know that God can do, you know, like, amazing things, and He can take you out of situations, whatever you're going through. You just got to put your trust in Him, and you got to die to your old self, and then, you know, through that, you surrender to God, and you're born again as a Christian. So, you know, and through going to church, I met my girlfriend, which she's a worship leader at my church. She's one of the lead singers. And
oh, yeah, man.
he showed me who my future's with. So yeah,
man.
Little backstory on what's been going on in my life.
Yeah, dude. Hey, I appreciate you, and I'm sorry that you went through that, like, that those real life situations. And I can't even imagine that. Like, fuck, bro. What did you feel like? What ended up leading to the one step after another? You went from THC, you went from cannabis to what?
So I started smoking weed with my biological dad. You know, he wasn't really the best role model.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't the best role model growing up. You know, he was always like, him and my stepmom used to do coke in front of us when we were younger, and, you know, my parents bought me a phone at a very young age to keep in contact. Yeah. I would go over there because, you know, they knew that he wasn't fit to be a guardian of mine or anything like that. So I seen a lot of stuff growing up. I mean, I had CPS visits constantly at my dad's house every time we'd go over. And, you know, growing up, my stepdad was a correctional officer. And he, you know, him and my mom would always say, like, yo, drugs are bad, you know, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, growing up, even through high school, I was like, you know, I don't really want to smoke. You know, I don't want to end up like my dad, like my biological dad. I don't want to be anything like him. But, you know, the enemy, the devil showed me what it was like, and, you know, I thought it was fun for the time being, and I gave in, started smoking with him, and eventually I had my graduation party, you know, a couple months after I had graduated high school, and that he ended up buying me shrooms for my graduation party.
What? And,
yeah, I had a super crazy night.
Sorry, keep going.
I had a super crazy night. Thought it was super fun, you know, tripping out. And then my brother ended up getting me into LSD, acid. had some more crazy experiences, and you know, thought it was super fun. You know, I'm trying to, you know, play with that psychedelic mental space and stuff like that. And then, you know, that, and then I wanted to take it a step further and ended up reaching out to some old friends from high school and ended up getting some ecstasy. And, you know, that was like the craziest experience I've ever gone through. You know, when you're on it, you're having a great time and a super fun time and all that. But when you're coming off of it, it's when it really takes a toll. And, you know, it's like the pros and cons, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and for a small amount of time, I thought that the pros outweighed the cons until I started doing it more and more. And then I, you know, God was showing me that the cons really outweigh the pros. There really isn't any pros. You know, there, you get a short amount of time of being satisfied and, you know, having that high. But, you know, in the Bible, it says to keep a sober mind. So, it progressed. I started doing heavier and heavier drugs, and eventually it got to a point where I just couldn't take it anymore. And I thought that I wasn't ever going to get out of it, but, you know, through God's will and his grace, you know, he had more plan for me, and that wasn't his plan. And he made it very evident to me that, you know, this isn't what I should be doing. So I gave him control, and he's gotten me where I am today. And I wouldn't be, you know, honestly, if I didn't stop, if I didn't listen to him when he was talking to me at that time. And, you know, God isn't really like a physical voice that you hear. It's like the inner convictions, the Holy Spirit that, you know, we all have in us. And it was him telling me, like, you gotta step back, you gotta lay off of this stuff. Or, I mean, if it wasn't for that, if I didn't listen to that, I honestly don't know where I would be today. You know, I could.
Yeah, dude.
I don't. And, you know, he put the right people in my life to help get me out of that. Like my friend Robert, he was, you know, that mouthpiece for God, that vessel and that outlet to, you know, minister to me. And he was basically that vessel, that like translation to get me out of that. And, you know, he put those people in my life to help me get out of that.
Damn, dude. Well, hey, I'm glad that you were able to overcome that, especially in that time period. Because you're right, dude. If you kept going in that route, you really don't know where you could be at the moment if your decisions didn't lead you to where you are now. Like if it was any other decision, you could have been somewhere else, and that shit would have fucking sucked, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I do have to end off this podcast right now because I do have to go. But is there anything you wanted to say to the people who are listening?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just everybody's given that conviction and that conscience in your head that, you know, if you know, that voice is saying, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, you know, listen to that. You know, it's gonna, and you know, and none of that was my decision. It was all God's plan. And I mean, all I can say is just listen to that voice and, you know, see where you know, God can take you and what he can do for you. Because I can guarantee you and I can promise you that it's a lot better than anything that you think, you know, is good for you, you know. So listen to that, you know, I encourage you, if you guys have Bibles, read your Bible, listen to podcasts,
yeah,
go to church, you know, try it out. Go to church, see what it's like, and, you know, God can do the rest there, and he'll show you what he has planned for you, and see what he can put, what he can bring you through. Because I couldn't have done it on my own. There's no way. If I was relying strictly on my own strength, I wouldn't be here. I would be somewhere in a darker place, or I wouldn't even be here talking to this day. So I would say read your Bible, go to church.
Hell yeah, man. Well, hey, dude, I appreciate you for taking the time, for being on the podcast, you know, especially sharing the shit that you've been through. And I know that shit was probably difficult as fuck. I understand. Like, I have, like, so much understanding for people's, like, situations, because it's so real, and it becomes so real, and it can get super scary because of how real it is. So thank you for that, man. And, dude, I don't know when, but we have to kick it. I hope maybe me and you and Lewis or something.
Yeah, man.
In the future. You know how everything is with this pandemic. Well, yeah, dude, thank you so much for being on. Thank you, listener, for clicking on this podcast. Until next time. Later, man.
See you, dude.
Dave, dude, please.